Let's talk about the brain for a minute. Anna-Laura, we had this from someone who didn't give their name, and they said that we're constantly hearing about mental illness in young people at the moment. Is it really on the rise, or are we just becoming more aware of this?
Right. I think the answer is both, really. Adolescence is a really important time period for the emergence of mental health disorders. And we know that by age 14, 50% of all mental health disorders have emerged. And by age 18, it's about 75%. So adolescence in itself is a really important time period where the majority of mental health disorders first emerge. And what we also know is that about 1 in 10 children and adolescents have a diagnosable mental health disorder. But in the last couple of years, the number of children and adolescents with mental health disorders has been rising. And this is particularly prevalent in girls. And a good example of that is that there's a 68% increase in the number of adolescents hospitalized for self-harming behaviors. So there's definitely a very clear pattern of emerging and increasing mental health problems in youth.
I mean, how much of this do you think can be social media driven? You know, because, you know, there's orthorexia, you know, where you actually are this eating disorder where you like to eat perfectly from Instagrammers and things. I mean, how much do you think is driven by social media?
So there's actually really good research done in the last couple of years about the effects of social media on adolescent mental health. And actually, the effects are really, really little. And it seems to be the case that little use of social media is actually beneficial. But then a lot of use is not beneficial. But social media use research is really complicated by the fact that most studies actually look at screen time. Now, what does screen time mean? They count chatting with your grandma on FaceTime as the same as looking at a Pro Anna website, for instance. So you have negative interactions and positive interactions that are all kind of clustered together. So it isn't social media in general that we need to look at, but it's what are they doing on social media?
Returning to the original question, do you think then that we are seeing a big increase in mental illness in young people, or we are just becoming much better at spotting? I know you said there's a little bit of both.
No,
but what do you think
there's really
gut feeling is really going on?
No, there's a really clear evidence, really, that the prevalence of mental health disorders in youth is increasing. So, and it's definitely also the case that we're more aware of it and we're talking more about it, but that is unrelated to the increase.